Coming to you from 50 Oliver, this is Easton News, and my name is Joseph Taft.
And I'm Jack Ryan. Today is Friday, April 19th, 2024. The annual town election is scheduled for Saturday, April 20th, 2024. Polls will be open from 10 a.m. through 4 p.m. All voting precincts will vote at Oliver Ames High School, located at 100 Lothrop Street. For more information about voting in the annual town election, you can visit the link below.
The Easton Knights of Columbus are seeking applications from graduating high school seniors for their annual scholarships. Each scholarship will be awarded to an applicant who is accepted and enrolled to any accredited college, junior college, or prep school for the 2024-2025 academic year. This includes all institutions of higher learning, including trade schools, as well as certain professional academies. Interested individuals, particularly those related to past or present Knights of Columbus members, are encouraged to apply by letter. Please address all letters to the address below.
Join We Do Care for an unforgettable evening at the 4th Annual We Do Care Healing Heart Gala on June 8th. Step into a world of compassion and empowerment as they come together to support warriors and teens on a journey towards healing. At this remarkable event, they aim to raise $50,000 to further their mission of providing solace and strength to those navigating grief and loss. This event will be at the Canoe Club Ballroom, located at 2 South Street in West Bridgewater, Mass. 02379.
It's a one-night triple billing. Homegrown talents Jake and Jenny, along with Andrew McManus, Tim Wono, and their bands will take the stage on Saturday, April 27th in the historical Oaks Ames Memorial Hall for an unforgettable evening of music and dancing. Advanced tickets are just $20 and include light appetizers. Shoveltown Brewery will be there serving at a cash bar as well. Follow the link below to order tickets or go to oaksamesmemorialhall.org.
The town of Easton is looking for volunteers to serve on the newly formed Committee for Climate Action Planning. Easton received a $100,000 grant from the state to develop a climate action plan, so the select board created the CCAP to guide the planning process and incorporate resident perspective throughout the project. CCAP is comprised of up to 9 members with representation from boards and committees, town staff, and residents. The select board is looking for volunteers to fill 4 roles: one residential builder or tradesperson, one commercial builder or tradesperson, and 2 at-large residents. The application deadline is April 29th. To learn more about the CCAP and how to apply, by visiting their website at the link below.
The Easton Lions annual Junk Day, which coincides with the Easton Water Division's Household Waste Day, will take place on Saturday, April 20th from 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. at Easton's Department of Public Works facility on 130 Center Street in North Easton. Unlike the town of Easton's waste collection, which is free, the Easton Lions will charge a reasonable fee to collect items that the town is unable to collect. As always, 100% of the Easton Lions net proceeds will be passed on to a variety of community-related charities, Innovative Eye Research, and other Lions-related causes. The Easton Lions will do a pickup on April 20th and perhaps the day prior. For pickup pricing and scheduling, please call Lion Henry Narsasian at 508-269-7181. Please note, this year only, the town will be unable to collect hazardous waste. You should review the attached circular for more information about the details of this event and the list of acceptable and non-acceptable items.
Officers and members of the American Legion Post No. 7 of Easton, Mass. extend their best wishes to the graduation class of 2024. They want to offer those graduates an opportunity to participate in their scholarship program. This program is intended to recognize continuing academic excellence, civic involvement, and a level of conduct which reflects the ideals of the American Legion Post No. 7 members. Seniors must send their application to the Legion by the end of April to award prior to June graduation. You can find the application at the link below.
The Covenant Congregational Church of Easton will be hosting their second annual community yard sale and vendors market on Saturday, May 4th from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Covenant Congregational Church is located at 204 Center Street. For more information, you can call Diane Sedato at 508-559-3248 or Melissa Gallinaro at 508-241-2708. Still no time to stay up and watch your favorite shows?
Like this one, obviously.
Well, don't forget, ECAT has a YouTube channel. There, we just reached 2,500 subscribers, so thank you all so much. There you can also find all of our old episodes, but turn on notifications to be alerted when we release new content, because you do not want to miss out.
Our handle is at EastonCatTV, with TV in capital letters, of course.
The town of Easton is working together with Edward Kaizek to perform site inspections on all residential properties within the town of Easton. Edward is a data collector and is authorized by the Assessor's Department to inspect all properties for the purpose of collecting data. Edward will be conducting inspections in the areas currently listed on your screen. If you have any questions or concerns regarding this project, please call 508-230-0520.
Do you know an Easton resident or an organization that benefits the community? Do you or someone you know have a special talent or a skill set that you would like to show off to your community? Well, EKED has numerous shows and segments that may be a good fit for you. You can email info@eastoncat.org to let us know what you want to see on our channels. We want to hear from you.
Mark your calendars, ladies and gentlemen, for Earth Day. The NRT in Easton is holding a bio blitz on the evening of Monday, April 22nd, to celebrate and acknowledge the incredible abundance of life around us. In a bio blitz, participants try to find and identify as many different plant, animal, and fungi species as possible, documenting as much life as they can. They will be using the iNaturalist app to help identify and record whatever they find. This adults-only program is a great opportunity to experience the natural world in a new way, learn and share knowledge with others, and meet people who love the outdoors as much as you do. If you're interested, be sure to check out the NRT project page on the iNaturalist app.
Join We Do Care in making this Mother's Day extraordinary. They need your help to collect at least 25 items each of new beach towels, sunglasses, ladies' swim cover-ups, summer inspirational quotes, hats, and caps that exude relaxation. Help make a positive impact on the lives of women and make this spring and summer unforgettable. You may ship your items directly to the address listed on your screen.
Want to get involved in an exciting race around historic Northeastern? Apply to be on Expedition Easton, a local version of the amazing race produced by ECAT. This summer, six pairs, 12 contestants, will get the chance to compete for the grand prize. All ages are welcome, but each pair must have one member over 18 years old. Think you got what it takes to complete the expedition? Well, email info@eastoncat.org or call us at 508-230-7200. Casting has begun and dates are set for June 22nd, 23rd, 29th, and 30th.
The House of Possibilities car wash will be May 10th at 350 Washington Street in Easton from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Come on down to show your support.
As of March 1st, 2024, the Medicare Savings Program, also called the Mass Health Buy-In Program, eliminated the asset test. If you are a Massachusetts resident with limited income who is eligible for Medicare, you may qualify. You can call the Mass Health's customer service line at 800-841-2900 and request an application or download the application at the link below. You can also reach out to Frothingham Hall, 508-230-0690, for assistance with obtaining and or completing the application. After the break, you'll find out who is this week's Pet of the Week.
And some exciting events happening at the Ames Free Library. Let's take a look.
Throughout the rest of April, we'd like to highlight a variety of things that you can do at Quesit House. You can get crafty, get techie, get smart, and get in touch with nature.
Quesit House manager Dana leads a monthly Design with Dana craft program. April's project is a felting craft with a bonus 3D paper daffodil project in conjunction with our anniversary celebration. We also have a monthly meeting of the library's beading group. Drop in with a project you're working on or stop by for some tips on how to get started. Sewing machines are available in the makerspace, and lessons on how to get started with the machines are offered by appointment on Monday afternoons.
You may know Quesit House for its technology capabilities. Patrons are always welcome to drop in and explore the Digital Media Lab, now featuring the brand new computers donated by the Friends of the Library. The podcasting room is another highlight of Quesit House and is available for appointment at any time the house is open. If you're looking for a little guidance, schedule a one-on-one appointment to learn how to craft your podcast, to use the equipment, and to get all of your questions answered.
The Learning Commons at Quesit House is a space where we can share our community's strengths and interests with everyone. Attend a lecture, workshop, or author event here. We have so many to choose from this month. And on Thursday, April 25th, author Joanna Schaffhausen will discuss her writing and publishing process for her best-selling mysteries. These programs are all free and open to the public. No registration is required. Continue to check the library's calendar as there are new featured events monthly.
Continue to reflect on Quesit House and its history in this space by spending a little time enjoying the adjacent garden. You can just sit to admire the daffodils, bring a picnic and a good book, or participate in Tai Chi in the Garden on Saturday, April 27th. We'll have a talk at Quesit House about the history and the future of Quesit Garden with Master Gardener Chris Atkinson. And on Tuesday, April 30th, join Therapy Gardens for What to Grow, Fresh and Unique Garden Ideas. Learn about common and uncommon things to plant in your garden, the best time to plant them, and how to plot a successful garden.
There is always something to see or discover at Quesit House. Drop in anytime in April to participate in a self-directed scavenger hunt, take a fun read photo in our beautiful library room, or you can even purchase a commemorative Quesit House ornament. If you're just browsing for something good to read, explore the Friends of the Library book sale room and come by on Saturday, April 27th for their biannual sale event. These sales offer something for everyone, so don't miss out.
Could your dog be a therapy dog? Join Maura Porter of Clear Skies Dog Training and Evaluation LLC and certifier through Dog Bones Therapy Dogs of Massachusetts to learn about what a therapy dog does, what the visits are like, and what skills and behaviors your dog needs to pass a therapy dog certification test. Information session is followed by a question and answer. It's free to the public. Seating is limited. You can RSVP with the link below. It will be held at the APCSM 1300 West Elm Street Extension in Brockton, Mass., April 22nd at 6 p.m.
Speaking of the APCSM, join them for a fun evening of crafting beautiful flower lanterns on Sunday, April 28th from 4 to 5:30 p.m. Let your creativity bloom as you design your own lanterns to light up any space. No crafting experience is needed, just bring your enthusiasm, and the APCSM will provide all of the materials.
Now it's time for the APCSM Pet of the Week. We have some pets that are looking for their forever home, so let's take a look. Are you looking for a furry friend who's as sweet as they come? Look no further than Bella. This 3-year-old Doberman Lab mix is sure to steal your heart with her gentle nature and charming personality. Whether it's chasing a ball in the yard or going for hikes, Bella is always up for an adventure. Although Bella can be pretty active, she does enjoy to be curled up by your side, soaking up all your love and attention. If Bella sounds like the one for you, fill out an animal adoption application on apcsm.org. The APCSM has plenty of friendly, lovable guinea pigs waiting to find their forever home. Each guinea pig is unique, but if one thing's for sure, they sure do love their veggies. If you're thinking about adopting a guinea pig, fill out a small pet animal adoption application on apcsm.org. The Hockomock Film Festival is back. If you are a high school student in the Hockomock League, the categories are shorts, drama, comedy, or others, documentary, and PSA. Cash prizes for the winner. Deadline to enter is May 13th. To enter, go to hockomockfilmfestival.com.
Borderland has new spring closing hours. They open daily at 8 a.m. and currently close at 7 p.m. On May 12th, they will extend their closing hours to 8 p.m. Just as a reminder, vehicles in the parking lot after closing time may be locked in and subject to a parking fine.
Saturday, April 27th is Drug Take-Back Day. To prevent misuse and theft, you can turn in your expired, unused, or unwanted medications to the Easton Police Department for safe disposal. Over-the-counter and pet medications will also be accepted. The Easton Police Department is located at 46 Lothrop Street in Easton, Mass. For further information, you can visit eastonwingsofhope.org.
Effective May 1st through November 1st, 2024, Phase 3 water restrictions will be in place in Easton. For even-numbered properties, watering your lawn will be restricted to Mondays between 5 a.m. and 8 a.m. Odd-numbered properties will be restricted to Tuesdays between 5 a.m. and 8 a.m. These restrictions are needed to comply with the water withdrawal permit and to ensure adequate supply during the construction of the iron and manganese treatment facilities and the rehabilitation of the Bay Road water storage tank. For more information, please visit the link on your screen now. When we come back, you'll get your 7-day weather forecast.
And find out how you can help send off the OA seniors. This is Easton News.
Here we go.
My name is Harrison Young, and after 13 years of talk show experience, I seek to bring you the best in interviews with some of the very best guests around. Including,
and here we are,
experts.
I've seen thousands of demons actually come out of the mirror one time.
Wow. Musical guests and artists.
If I say how I feel, Would you really listen?
And interesting characters of all types.
I threw that kid across the classroom. Look, he didn't try that ever again.
Wow. Join me at Topic Time on your Eastern cable station anytime they want to play it. And what I understand, that's quite a few times a day. And I love it.
Hey, are you a fan of history? If so, come for adventure with me, your host Drew Daugherty, as we explore some of the most impactful events of all time. We talk about U.S. history. These events led up to the creation of the first continental congress, world history. The Allied forces consist of France, the United Kingdom, Russia, Japan, and Italy, and influential figures. The legacy of Martin Luther King is one of selflessness, and he never stopped believing in the equal and free America. You'll get my takes and opinions, so come along for adventure on Drew's Venture History TV. Check us out between your recently scheduled programming as well as on YouTube. Thank you.
Hi, sports fans. Eastern Community Access Television, that's ECAT, your place for all of Ames high school sports. How about football, hockey, basketball, soccer, gymnastics, swimming, wrestling, lacrosse, field hockey, and more. Join us on Comcast 97 and Verizon Channel 23.
Welcome back, folks. It is time for your upcoming 7-day weather forecast. Let's kick it over to Chief Meteorologist Adam Carrero.
This is your ECAT Weekly Weather Forecast. Friday, we are mainly cloudy and have some rain coming overnight. On Saturday, we have rain lingering in the morning, spot showers until midday, then clouds. Sunday clears out, and we have sun on Sunday and Monday to start the work week. Starting Tuesday, clouds come back, and we have another spot shower day on Wednesday and leads into Thursday. The weekend and most of the week, we stay above normal temps in the 60s. We don't start getting into average temps until midweek. I'm Adam Carrero, and this has been your ECAT Weekly Weather Forecast.
The Easton Police Department is participating in the voluntary Blue Envelope program. Drivers with the autism spectrum disorder are given the envelopes which hold their license, registration, and an emergency contact. The goal of these envelopes is to provide police officers with critical communication guidelines on the exterior of the envelope to assist them in recognizing and adapting their approach when interacting with individuals with autism. These envelopes are available at the police department's front desk.
The Friends of the Ames Free Library Spring Book Sale will be on Saturday, April 27th from 10 to 2 at the Queset House, 51 Main Street in Northeaston. The Friends operate the book sale room at Queset House from 1 to 8 p.m. Mondays through Thursdays and 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. Friday and Saturday. They accept donations of gently used books in very good condition during Saturday hours. Please visit their website for donation guidelines.
Like watching this show or any other ECAT programming? Well, that doesn't happen without help and support from viewers like you. ECAT is a nonprofit organization, and it relies on some help from the viewers. If you would like, you can submit a small donation on our website, eastoncat.org, and continue the running of ECAT programming. Just go to the main page, scroll down until you see the donation options or the QR code. And as a bonus, when you donate $15 to ECAT, you will get a cat. Not a real one, the APCSM has those, but a nice plush one can be yours with a small donation.
Are you ready, ECAT fans? Easton's Got Talent is coming back for another season. That's right. Get ready to showcase what talent you have and go head-to-head with other participants, not just from Easton, but around the region, to see who will be crowned Easton's Got Talent champion. Email eastonsgottalent2024@gmail.com to register. There is a small registration fee. All towns are welcome, all ages are welcome, and auditions are Monday, June 24th. Cash prize award for the top three acts.
Help send off the 2024 OA Seniors this year. On May 19th at 11:30, the seniors will have a parade that will go across the north end of town. They will start from behind the OA High School gym and work their way down Center Street to Main Street, and then work their way to the NRT Sheep Pasture across from Easton Fitness. Then they will have their own senior celebration there at the NRT Sheep Pasture.
Get your running shoes ready. The Children's Museum of Easton's 28th Father's Day Road Race registration is now open. The event will be on June 16th, 2024. You can sign up on the CME's website and Facebook page through RaceWire. Cash prizes will be awarded for the top three overall male and female runners. First place will get $150, second place $100, and third place $50. A commemorative prize will also be given to the top three male and female runners in each age category. Free race t-shirts are available for all runners who register on or before May 24th, but t-shirts are not available for walkers.
When we come back, find out what's being built around town.
And see how the Tigers have been faring. You're watching Easton News.
There's a storm.
Join me, Priscilla Almquist-Olson, to explore the town of Easton and its interesting, engaging, ordinary, and extraordinary people, and meet a smorgasbord of guests, including artists, authors, musicians, business owners, community organizations, clergy, local leaders, etc., etc., etc. Community Forum at 3 p.m. on Thursdays and 1:30 p.m. on Saturdays. See you then.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of For the Love of Words.
After a three-year hiatus, join me, John Holgerson, and
Priscilla Almquist-Olson,
as we interview poets and musicians.
Could you give the audience a little summary of your background as a child?
When I turned seven or so, we were car bombed. That stuck out.
And have them share their love of words.
Sometimes I wonder, do you ever think of me?
A thin broth of moonlight caught in the trees spreads across the garden brush, so one side of every stick shimmers while the other sides melt into one another, a mass grave of cherry, pear, and pine.
For the Love of Words at 7 p.m. on Thursdays.
Oh, I didn't see you there.
Sick of all the new shows and movies dominating pop culture? Well, have no fear, because old-time movie and old-time TV are here, where we like to add our own flair.
There's a truck out front, and if we could just get the keys...
Are you crazy? Are you out of your mind? Those are flesh-eating zombies. They upended our car, okay? We're lucky to be alive, especially Joe. I had to pull him out of the trunk, for crying out loud.
It's been a long day.
Also, make sure to check out the Radiocast, our accompanying podcast where we talk about what we've watched.
There was a lot of moments of just Mac on the raft going down the river, just internal monologuing over and over and over.
We show the classics and nothing but the classics. Well, except for the weird ones. Check us out on all our channels as well as our YouTube.
It's time to send it over to our reporter Wyatt Fain, who's been wondering what's up with all the construction in town.
Thanks, guys. On today's first episode of What Are They Building Now, we're going to take an in-depth look of the road reclamation of Old Foundry Street, located right off of Route 123 in Southeastern. Old Foundry Street runs from Route 123 to Norton Ave. It also connects to Oldfield, Shagbark, and Sierra. It is commonly used as a cut-through to get into Mansfield. As you can see, Old Foundry has been turned into but a dirt path. Why are they doing this, and what are they building now?
The Easton Department of Works is using a process called road reclamation. This is an environmentally friendly process used to rebuild roads. It is also cost-effective. Along with Old Foundry, they're doing some repairs on the streets surrounding it. In total, they're spending almost $1.5 million on these repairs.
Thank you so much for watching What Are They Building Now? We're going to cut back to you in the studio.
Join the Friends of Borderland on Sunday, April 28th at 12:45 p.m. for their annual Spring Tea. Experience the beauty of a Spring Tea party inside the Ames Mansion. Immerse yourself in the charm of spring surrounded by blooming flowers and lush greenery. Don't miss out on this unique opportunity to experience the beauty of Borderland State Park in a whole new way. This unique event only happens once per year. Seating is limited, so purchase your tickets while you still can. To purchase tickets, you can follow the link below, and with any questions, please email springtea.friendsofborderland@gmail.com.
The Tricentennial Committee is looking for volunteers to help out in several areas. If you would like to help Easton celebrate its 300th birthday, you can email easton300.2025@gmail.com. Also visit their website at easton300.org.
The Easton Health and Community Services Department is seeking qualified candidates for lifeguards for the following 2024 season at the town pool. Interested applicants need to submit the required employment application to Human Resources Coordinator Mary Southworth at jobs@easton.ma.us or by mail at the Easton Town Offices, 136 Elm Street in Easton, Mass. 02356. Applications will be accepted on a rolling basis.
Now it's time for your weekly OA Sports Recap.
Welcome back to your weekly OA Sports Recap. The Tigers have been busy with spring sports, so let's get right into it. On Friday, April 12th, the OA baseball team traveled to Attleboro and took a 5-1 loss. Senior Jake Willard drove himself in with an inside-the-park home run in the second, but that's all the Tigers could muster. Girls lacrosse took on Middleboro at home and beat the Sachems 17-10. Freshman Kayla Islib poured in 5 goals in the win. Olivia O'Rourke and Gabriella Anastasia both had hat tricks. Boys lacrosse and tennis were postponed to a later date. On Saturday, OA softball hosted Attleboro and lost 8-4. The Tigers put together 7 hits and 2 walks, but just couldn't keep up. Ava Tracia had 2 and also scored 2 runs, while Katie Berg had an RBI hit. Softball got back into it on Monday the 15th, but were defeated by the East Bridgewater Vikings 10-2 on the road. The teams were tied in the fourth when EB blew it open. Berg had an RBI triple, and Devin Morris had 2 hits of her own in the loss. Boys lacrosse hosted Fairhaven and were defeated 6-5 in a low-scoring affair. It was 4-4 at the end of the half, and the Tigers were able to play strong defense throughout, but the offense came up short late in the game. Sean Tian had 2 goals, and senior captain Ryan Jaco had 1 goal and 1 assist. On Tuesday, April 16th, OA Baseball got back on the road and lost to Dighton Rehoboth 10-3. Girls lacrosse hosted Mansfield, and they lost 16-9. Finally, on Wednesday the 17th, softball hosted EB for their second matchup against the Vikings in 3 days. This one went much differently than the first. EB started the game by putting up 4 runs in the first, but the Tigers responded with 2 of their own. The middle innings absolutely flew by, and in the 6th, Paige Taylor and Devin Morris were driven in by Taylor Marino, who helped her own cause on the mound by tying the game at the plate. Katie Berg scored on an error, and Emily Martin scored on a sacrifice fly to give the Tigers the 6-4 lead. EB wasn't done, though, as they were able to tie the game in the top of the 7th. The game went into extra innings, and Marino held firm on the pitcher's circle. Paige Taylor wound up being the hero in the bottom of the 8th inning, driving in Samantha Johnson with a line drive up the middle for the walk-off win. This was certainly deserving of your ECAT Game of the Week. And with that, thank you for watching this week's OA Sports Recap. Don't forget to tune into ECAT for all your OA home game coverage, and go Tigers! Thank you for watching. This has been Joseph Taft, and Jack, how did you spend your holiday?
I'm Jack Ryan. I was doing my taxes. What do you mean?
I was talking about Patriots Day.
It's the same thing. This has been Easton News.